Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John, and I'm playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark, playing Duncan Brell, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC at Grizzled Stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Whoosh Woo, the ace pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
I'm Ron, and I'm playing Jenksus Biogeny, a down-on-his-luck mayor and the group's muscle.
And now, on to the episode. And welcome to the episode. When last we left our intrepid scoundrels, they were in a bit of a pickle. They had gotten themselves aboard the Golden Sun, but some crossed wires caused alarms to blare all over the ship, and they were taken to the brig by a couple of droidikas. And the Intrepid itself was detached from the Golden Sun, and as the ship begins to sort of rotate a bit to bring its weapons to bear on the Intrepid, the rest of the crew, with Duncan aboard and only Duncan aboard, mm-hmm. the rest of the crew managed to destroy those droidikas and make their way to the bridge where a massive autopilot droid computer robot thing is ready to fire on the Intrepid itself. Let's pick it up right there when I want to know what y'all want to do about that.
Talk them out of it.
Jenkins, have you done anything? Anything you can do about this thing?
There was a big override button that I know somebody was going for but couldn't because it got speared in the shoulder at the last second.
Yes.
Flying tackle to try to hit that button as hard as I can.
Sure. Yeah. That, sounds a little bit like what's the one here? Scramble.
It feels a little like scramble to me.
It was a little scrambly. So yeah, let's have you scramble. Is this desperate or is this risky? This is just risky. Risky standard.
Merely risky. All right. We have a gambit.
We have plenty of gambits.
We have a gambit as well.
Really need
now,
something done.
I'll tell you this, Ron. Mm-hmm. If you would like to trade some position for some effect, you may. If you would like this to be a desperate action for this to have great effect, that's on the table.
Well, I feel like we can't have anything less than a great effect to save our ship and our Duncan at the same time. I would like to make it desperate in order to have great effect.
Great, there you go. So you've got one extra die from the gambit.
Alrighty.
Desperate with great effect. Are you pushing yourself?
Could I maybe assist?
Well, there's all.
If you want to spend the stress, you can
spend the stress to basically the same thing that I did for.
Yeah, yeah. You're now like, no, there.
No, it's that one. Get that thing. That's what we're trying to do right there. So I would spend a stress to.
All right, spend a stress. You're getting an assist die from BC. It's two extra die for you, Ron. Are you pushing yourself?
Two for me.
Two extra die. Sorry, mm-hmm. It's two extra die. If you push yourself, it's a third die, but you take two stress to push yourself.
I will happily do so.
Okay, so you get three extra die.
And that seems to be
on top of your one scramble.
Per my
I'm feeling the love, by the way.
System, three dice seems to be the most I can ever do, so.
This is for our ship, not you.
It is for and our ship and our Duncan at once. All right, exactly. See how this goes.
Thank you, Ron.
All right.
Fives. A bunch of fives.
Unfortunately, yeah. Only one five is necessary. All right. This was a desperate.
But it's desperate.
Yeah. Standard.
Yeah. Oh, I did. It's risky here. I should have.
Yeah, it's fine. It just means that partial success wise is I get to do more stuff to you because it was desperate.
Great effect.
You do have great. I'll say this: you succeed. You have great. You get in there and you slam the button, essentially the big red shiny button, and the autopilot robot begins to kind of shut down. The weapons at least begin to sort of spool down and shut down. The autopilot robot kind of shuts down as well. While you're doing that, let's say, and while everybody is sort of, kind of more paying attention to that, none of you notice the fact that two more droidika robots mm-hmm. have entered the bridge and are training their guns on all of you. And that voice comes over the loudspeaker again and says, "Oh, struggle as you wish, little rodents caught in a trap. I don't know who you are or what you're doing here, but you will not leave this place alive."
"We're delivering your alcohol." "Where is our payment?"
What do you want to do about these robots?
I mean, fight them.
You're in a this is a desperate position. Basically, that's what I'm going for there.
I think it's time for some scrapping.
I would like to do some scrapping.
Oh, man, I'm going to look around and, you know, I just learned this new hack skill, and I'm thinking there's got to be some way that maybe we can, you know, we just deactivated this thing. There's all this cabling here. Maybe there's something I could push that would jar the ship's movement enough that would cause these things to go off kilter.
Okay. So what you would like to do is just sort of throw them off. You're not sure. Really, okay. What we'll do is, Jesus, there's all kinds of bugs in here. We'll use this as sort of an assist roll. If you succeed at this, whoever goes next to scrapping one of them is going to have better effect.
Okay.
Is that all fair? Right. Okay. This is risky standard hack roll to hack some electronics. Oh, what's up?
I would like to take that and propose that my next action will be using the force to slam one into the other.
Oh, all right. Okay. Fair enough.
And I'm going to call my friend Duncan. I'm just trying to figure this out. If you get any pointers, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to go through this menu right here and then get into the route. Yeah.
All right.
Mark, you spending stress?
Yes, I'm taking a
spending stress to aid? Okay, fair enough.
I'll take a gambit, and I will push myself as well. Oh, no, okay. I guess it's too late. I already pushed it. I will. Okay. So, because I want the next thing to be great effect. All right.
Yeah.
So how many dice am I getting?
That sounds like you're getting three extra dice.
Three extra dice.
You spend a guy a minute, you push yourself, and you got help.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Yes! Two sixes!
Wow.
Double sixes. Six is a critical success.
Very nice.
You do it with increased effect, so you get effect. I'm going to say, oh gosh, if there's beyond great effect, you're going to get it. With this, the whole and you've prepared everyone. The entire ship lurches as you throw off the inertial dampeners or whatever, right?
Right. So all the droids on the ship are going to be thrown against the wall.
Sure. Yes. Maybe something else happens somewhere else, but for the most part,
the bust of the dude falls off and breaks.
we'll say this.
Shatters his ego.
Whatever you've done to this ship, kind of can only be undone by you.
Yes. Okay.
So if this autopilot were to come back online, it would probably wouldn't be able to get into the ship systems.
Okay. I got it. So I'm starting to turn away from the Intrepid.
Yeah.
And kind of messing around with the dampener. So we're hang on here and start jostling stuff.
All right. Rail, you want to crash one of them into another?
Sure.
And Braille, you are... Oh, no. You're hurt. You're not hurt.
I have level 1 harm.
Okay. But that's not affecting what you're doing here.
No. I don't think it does. Does it?
What did you have? I think you're gritting your way. I think... Yeah, it was a laser blow, but I think you're gritting your way through this particular pain. I think if it were more, if you're doing like scrap or scramble, like like a tune being the force, you're more, you know, that is more mental than it is physical.
Okay. So, yes, I'll push myself to use the force, use the attune. Do we want to
use a gambit?
Use a gambit. So here's the thing that I have a question. I have an ability called The Way. Mm-hmm. If you spend a gambit instead of paying any stress cost. Now, is that either or? Like if I spend the gambit, that's what it does, but I don't get the extra dice for it.
That's correct.
Okay.
That one is either or.
Yep. Right. I'll just take the stress because the roll is much more important.
And take the gambit dice? The gambit die normally?
Yeah. So that's two.
Wait, does anybody want to help?
This one, I don't think there's a lot of... Well,
anybody else force-sensitive?
Yeah, some, you know, BC, maybe. Are you that force-sensitive, or are you just more, like, sensitive?
He's attuned a bit, so I've got one dot in it. And he is obsessively studying it, and he does... He can sense these things. He doesn't really use it as like an offensive thing like that, but he can certainly be attuned to it.
Okay.
I think Rail's on his own for this one.
Okay. Mm. So position is?
Risky. Risky. We're at the risky standard, yeah.
Risky standard, okay.
No, wait, I said that was desperate, didn't I? Sorry, yeah. I said that you were on desperate. This is desperate because you want to smash them together before they shoot you.
Okay. And then the effect is more than great.
Yes, it's great. Yeah, great plus.
Okay.
Great plus.
You can do it. Five. Partial success.
Partial success.
Mm-hmm. They all piled up there on my screen. It's kind of weird.
I'm always trying to think of what's the best part. Yeah, okay. I think you get... Sorry, Tim. You get shot again. you're smashing them together. But this is they're able to get like each of them get two sort of like blasts on you before you kind of crush them together with each other. You're actually taking severe level 3 harm. You're basically kind of like
yikes.
Shot in the gut. You crumple to the ground. To do anything, you're going to need help now. That being said, you can resist this and bump it down to level 2, which means you'll be able to walk around. You'll just have -1 on some dice, on some die pulls. If you take stress to do that. How's your stress doing, by the way?
I have 4 stress.
Okay. That's not too
but
bad.
But, you know, I just meditate. I'll hit a 6, and this we'll time see. I won't, this time I won't, like, you know, summon the Dark Master.
So if you want to, you don't know what's going on there. If you want to resist this, go ahead and roll your prowess. Because it's a physical, you're gritting your way through it,
add the stress.
Well, no, you don't do any stress. Okay. Until you roll, you're going to take the highest number and subtract that from 6. You might end up taking 0 stress from this if you rolled a 6.
Or you could take a lot.
Or you could take 5. You could take between 5 and 0.
So I'm doing prowess?
Prowess, yeah. Just click the prowess because this is a prowess resistance.
You can do it.
Oh,
six.
There you go.
All right, great. You take 0 stress from that. So basically, you're able to, like, I don't know, just sort of tense up enough the
really flesh wound.
The laser blast only, basically give you a it's called a flesh wound, a level 2 harm flesh wound.
Okay.
But that incapacitates both of the droidicas, right? Because of the great success?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're not getting out of here until we find Carleave, so let's go search this ship, friends.
All right, well, would I have time to get Rail patched up a little bit?
Sure, yeah. Let's do it. You can slap a med patch on him.
Well, it's my... Hang on.
It's your doctoring ability.
My patch ability.
Yeah.
While he's doing that, I'm going to... Wyndham, I got some control of this thing. What should I do with it now? I don't know how to helm this thing or anything.
I'll come over and take over for you.
Okay. Can you do that? Can I kind of show him how I access stuff? And
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Okay. When I don't want to just try to... Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just asking him what you wanted to do with the ship once you've got control over it.
Power it down.
Yeah, I was going to bring it to a stop.
Okay. Yeah. After that.
That'll let Duncan reattach if we're at a dead standstill.
Yeah, I would.
You could maybe maneuver close to him first and then power it down.
Is he floating, like floating away, or is he?
It's a little bit. I think there was a little bit of like when you detach the airlock, it was psh, and so it was a bit floating away. I don't know if Duncan. I don't know if you went and got control of the helm just to sort of level
that
yourself.
I was going to be heading that direction now.
Yeah, so you've leveled yourself out. I'm not going to have you roll for that. If you in the process of while BC's patching up Rail, you guys can connect the ships again.
Okay,
right. We'll just have that happen. I think that's
okay. So position, control, risky, desperate.
You're risky standard.
Risky standard. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think 3 dice. I guess we'll be okay. I don't want to put too much stress. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. And this is just a thing.
That's cool. Six. Ooh, that's pretty good.
You get a gambit.
And we get a gambit. Yep.
So, yes. Yeah, so, if you remember this rail, you're able to ignore the penalties from this harm for the rest of the job, which is good because that was a minus one die on a lot of pools.
Yeah.
You look bad. You look better now.
But you look, you're able to hold it
together. Hey, Jason, I was just curious. Mm-hmm. In the loadout, I have armor. Does that help at all, or is it just...
100%. If you wanted to use armor, you can use that to soak up a hit, essentially.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, it's something I forgot to sort of bring up that you could do, you know, but it does soak up a hit. But you get one soak per job.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Save it for later.
You know, I'm not bad.
Yeah, save it for later. Yeah, you're not bad.
Yeah, I'll save it for later. Mm-hmm. We still have the general to deal
with.
Still
on the ship.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, I just opened up my thing. I'm like, I have armor.
All went normal load. You might have might be able to take armor for when you get hit. Sorry, I didn't.
You could.
No worries. Learning as we go.
Because armor is something that you don't say you have until you think you need it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like anything else, unless it's a free loadout.
The armor's like, I think, like two on the loadout.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes up a lot of space, but it can.
But we're in space, so we've got lots of it.
You're in space. So, you guys kind of have a general you're in the cockpit. I guess you have a general idea of what the ship is like and where General Carleve might be hiding out. There's clearly like an executive suite type area near the back of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is getting from here to there, across the ship. Oh, as you guys sort of look out,
there's a long carpeted hall. I remember.
Well, I mean, physically getting there is.
Are there any access corridors? Maybe.
Yeah, but I was gonna say because when you look out of the cockpit, you can kind of see there. You can hear more droids and probably even like interior turrets powering up. Right.
Yeah, we need to lock that stuff down.
Yeah, let me see if I can work on that.
Okay. If you want to lock down the entirety, I'm gonna call this a sort of a long term situation. Mm-hmm. If you want to lock down the entirety of the ship, the security systems, you're gonna have to fill up a clock on that. But
okay,
do you want to from here, especially from a distance? So if you want to give me a hack now, we can start that process.
Sure.
I will say one thing here. If we're just going after information, wouldn't the general have coordinates for the stash, for the cache, stored in the computer somewhere?
Heavily guarded
I mean, couldn't it be possible to hack the coordinates?
Maybe. We'll say this. I'll tell you this. When Zeke was in there sort of messing with things, there's this computer's like bare bones in terms of it has astronav coordinates, just general information about astronaut, but doesn't have anything like specifically hidden out there.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to find it somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a part of the general ship navigation and all that.
Sure.
Stuff.
Had to ask. It's all in his head. Fair. It's all in his head.
Well, it could be on a separate.
You have to squeeze it out of his head.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there. I just fixed you.
All right, Jason, on this hack roll, can I take a gambit?
Sure, why not?
Okay, seems like we've got some.
Yeah, just bump it up to three, so.
Well, it's going to be two, because I only got one in hack.
Do you want to spend some stress? Stress yourself out a little bit.
You know what? I can do it.
You know, he helped me, I'm going to help him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
You can do both of those things if you want, but take a stress. John, Mark, if you're pushing yourself, take two stress.
Sounds I'm like pushing myself, long, and I'm taking term, an assist from Zeke.
That's right.
Okay, and a gambit. And six. That's a six.
Oh, that's six. Nice.
So we're going to fill up three of the three parts of this six-part clock to sort of completely shut the security down.
Also, with my tinker ability, I get one more.
That's a good point. Let's call it four.
Four.
You're in the process of shutting things down. But mm-hmm. In the meanwhile, while you're getting the rest of that sort of shut down, it's sort of like it's going to be an all or nothing kind of situation. Once you get it shut down, it's all going to shut down. But but there are things still happening aboard the ship. You all can hear more. Actually, mm-hmm. you're hearing something larger. Clomping its way down the hallway.
Well, Zeke had a good question about whether there's an access panel or something we could kind of, you know, we can get through some of the guts of the ship. I'm real reluctant to give up that. I mean, that was a nice carpeted hallway, right, with all kinds of gold accents and everything. But if we can bypass everything by going through some, you know, sketchy sparking access maintenance tunnel or something. That might be a better idea.
Yeah, sure. Someone want to give me like, I guess like a study maybe, or
I'm a studier.
A helm, if you know about ships, kind of stuff. But you want to do it? You want to do it, Scott?
Either way.
I was going to get a couple studies. A helm.
I got one study.
Yeah, as do I.
Yeah. So what do you got? What do we got for helm?
I have two at helm.
Okay, so it'd be basically the same.
Anybody wants can help him. I'm kind of high on stress, though.
Yeah. Well, why don't we have have you roll a helm for us, Wyndham, since so you know that figure out.
And you want to take a gambit too?
Yes.
It's right. Down to one.
One gambit. Yeah.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
We got to be.
Just a risky standard, or
risky standard, indeed.
You say that, Ron, but you're just testing it.
Oh, two sixes. Double sixes.
Okay. Oh, well, I retract that statement.
There we go.
critical success on this. So you're able to pull up the schematics of the ship pretty fast, and you're able to find some access ways. And what we'll do is we'll do a good old Star Wars wipe. We cut to the lot of you squeezing your way through some access where you can hear out through the bulkheads a little bit the sound of a large droid kind of stomping around and going like, you know, searching for target in that droid kind of voice. You are able to basically get to a spot that is one access panel away from the executive suite room. Basically, if you could just push this panel in, you'll be in the room.
Sweet. I'll push the panel in. I'll just shove the whole thing open. Kabam! Onto the floor.
Okay. Bam, standing there. There is a General Karleev is sitting at a sort of a U-shaped desk. He's got a small sort of computer here that he's kind of like tapping frantically on. C3ST is standing next to him, and he's getting berated by General Karleev. You know, like, how did you let this happen? Kind of stuff. And, you know, basically, and C3ST is being apologetic. But when you smash, they both look up, you know, towards you. What? How? Who are you people?
We're people looking for information you got. Are you going to give it to us easy, or are you going to give it to us hard?
He pulls out a blaster and points it at you.
Oh, hard then.
hard it is.
I like that you held up your fists and he pulls out a blaster.
You seem to have brought some knuckles to a gunfight.
Be surprised how good these knuckles do in a gunfight, mister.
Okay. Do you want to scrap with him?
I totally want to scrap with him.
Okay, great. He starts firing at you as you rush at him to punch you. So let's scrap. This is risky, of course. You're getting shot at. Standard effect. Yeah. How many dice you got? Do we have one gambit left? What do you want to do?
I want to use it. Because I got this Wrecking Crew ability. When striking in melee, you gain plus one die. Whenever you spend a gambit in combat, you also gain plus one effect on that action.
Oh, Lord. Okay, great.
Risky standard, you say?
Risky standard. Great effect. No, it's like great, risky great, because if you're wrecking.
Oh, it would be great, because it increases by one.
You're adding effect. Yeah, because you're punching.
All right. You can push yourself if you need. I don't know how much you've pushed yourself already.
I'd love to. That's, two more stress?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Ron. Do you want to push yourself, or do you want a devil's bargain? You can have that extra die, Let's see.
I trust you implicitly.
Don't take the devil's bargain.
I'm going to take it.
Don't take the devil's bargain.
I haven't figured out what it is yet.
All right, you think about what it is, and then I'll say yes.
This is when I cover your mouth.
Oh gosh, I shouldn't have started this sentence because I didn't necessarily have a good devil's bargain here. I mean, the thing is, I think you should get shot either way because you're rushing at a guy shooting at you. You're going to take level 2 harm, no matter what the result of this roll is.
Ow! Well, that sounds painful.
I'm
not regretting my yes though. I'll take it. I'll take the shots.
Okay. You get shot a couple times. As you,
it's going to poke a hole in your vest. That's the devil's bargain.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Whoa.
It's blown off.
Not the hat.
Not the hat, yeah.
Okay, so I will accept the devil's bargain. That is +1 die, yes?
That is correct.
On top of the 1 for the gambit.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2. All right, I can't possibly fail.
You can partially fail.
Partial success. I think what happens here is we're just going to give you reduced effect on this. What you run up to him and you punch him. He kind of stood up a little bit and he's kind of now his bed laps down in the chair. He's still got the gun in his hand, but he is now you've broken his nose maybe, let's say, right? And he's like, how dare you touch me? C3ST, rip his head off. he says, C3ST, get the B2 droid back in here. I have to switch my brain a little bit to get the accent right. Yes, jawohl. yes, indeed. Bleep, 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 bleep.
And Duncan, we can use a shutdown now.
Yeah, okay.
Stomping of another droid coming closer to the executive suite. Duncan, let's see if how this roll goes.
Okay.
You've got no gambits left.
You have no gambits.
No gambits left.
I'm going to try to help him with the hack again.
Okay.
I'm going through stress like nothing.
Yeah. This is what Summon Villainy is meant to be.
That's... One extra die?
One extra die.
Okay.
You can also push yourself for another die if you like. Oof. But it's too stress on your part.
I'm getting a little high on stress. I think I'm going to not.
All right.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. You'll have a gambit.
Two.
So we could get a gambit.
If you roll a six.
Okay, I'll do it.
No
I'll
stress.
Do it. Two more stress.
Now remember, when you fill up...
Wait, you didn't roll enough die.
No, it's just...
Oh.
Hack, you only have...
He has one for hack, one for...
One hack, yeah.
Yeah, one for hack, one for assist, and one for my stress.
Okay. Partial success.
Partial success, 4. Oh.
What's that?
But this is to fill that clock, right?
Yeah, it is, fill the clock. And that is, in fact, actually, weirdly enough.
Because he gets the extra.
Yes, because you get that extra. Yeah, exactly. Because you're such good at hacking, you were able to pull it down. And the door, basically, like the door kind of to the executive suite opens up, and you see this hulking. Tim knows what I'm talking about when I say B2 droid, right? It's just sort of humanoid shaped, and kind of a rounded head, and it's just like it's tall. Huge, tall, way more buff than Jenkins.
Is this like Rogue One? Are you talking about the Rogue One?
Yeah.
The BD, the.
As the door opens, it shuts down, and you can hear some other droids kind of shutting down else throughout the ship. And he's like, "No! This is not happening.
We have control of your systems now.
Fine.
You best give up." If you know what's good for you.
What do you want? Credits?
Wait, that'll be good.
Information, really.
That's a start. We want cash. Imperial cash.
And I'll step up. We want the Imperial cash.
How coordinates. Do you know about that?
The coordinates of it. We've got enough cachet to ask for the cash.
You're not the only Imperial here.
None of your business.
And the credits, too.
Wait, there's another Imperial here? The mayor starts looking around. What?
As I point the gun at his head.
I mean, in the payment for the alcohol.
You take the alcohol if you want it.
No, not really. It's yours.
Do I want to roll? Party on. No, this is too good. He says, then what? Say I give you those coordinates. Then what will you do with me? Huh? You let me go. Please.
If you promise to kind of leave our space and stay away from us.
Well, I mean, that's what he's kind of doing anyway, right? Isn't he just running around in his luxury yacht? And...
Yeah.
It's going to take weeks of work to undo all the damage you've done to my ship.
Okay. You could have just given us the coordinates.
You didn't. You just came in here and started setting off alarms and blasting away. Fine. The coordinates.
Okay. You mentioned credits, too.
Yes. You can have your payment for your precious rank or blood or whatever.
I want one of them alabaster statues. That was nice.
Well, you know how long it takes to get one of those carved? Why would you want a statue of me? Doesn't make any sense. Madness.
The mayor, I don't understand him.
he pulls out like a sort of a mini pad, like basically like a little bit of a flash drive, and he enters.
Wait, do you have other liquor on board, too?
Of course I have liquor on board.
We want some of the good stuff.
We just brought the good stuff.
We want better stuff. No, that's not... That's really powerful stuff. It's not the good stuff. It'll take down a rancor. That's why it's rancor blood. It's just...
I want something smooth. Or are we just going to discuss alcohol?
He puts a bottle of whiskey... older on whiskey, I'd say.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't make this stuff anymore.
Yeah, they can't make this anymore.
They sure don't.
It's pretty rare.
Oh, too soon.
And,
really rare now.
He taps some coordinates into like a small.
I'm gonna take that. Like,
small like pad essentially, and tosses it at Rail's chest. Here, take the coordinates.
Okay. Hey, check that. Fine. Make sure that's what he says it is.
I check it.
It looks like coordinates to a planet here in the outer rim, sort of a pretty distant, mostly unheard of kind of planet.
Okay,
gonna ask this droid of his. Is this accurate?
Does it make sense to Rail?
Yeah, it would make sense. It's some place that they would hide some stuff.
Yeah, okay. What it says is Jenny 8675309.
Yes.
And does he have a nicer gun than me?
You can see, if you want to take his blaster, you can take
his blaster. I kind of do. And then I leave mine. And then, I give him mine. And just put mine down. Mine's a cheap, shitty revolver.
He's utterly indignant about it.
He just picks it up and goes, huh.
And he shoots
puts
you
it in his holster.
Shot with your own gun.
And then lays the other one down.
All right.
Pats it.
Okay.
Just remember, if you cross us,
we're gonna back out of here slowly.
No, wait.
Yeah, let's get going while we can.
We'll go through the main door, though, not the side.
Yeah. You can go through the main corridor. Squeeze your way past the B2 droid.
Yeah. We go back into the vents.
And I take the 3PO unit and I just pat it on the head. Good droid. And walk out.
What? That's kind of condescending.
All right. Yeah. That's kind of Rail.
He, as you're leaving, he shouts at you from down the corridor. And he says, take those coordinates if you will. But you have no idea what you'll find there.
I think we have some idea.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right. I have no idea what we'll find there.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's correct.
It's going to be good stuff, though. I'm just glad I got the good looker.
Get a good looker. And
be a good next episode, then, if we knew.
Just wonder how we can even trust anything he said.
I know.
You can get back to the Intrepid. Indeed. You get back to the Intrepid. Maybe you feed the coordinates in, and you said get the thing that sort of Rail noticed that is a sort of a distant ice planet.
Well known to have imperial caches. That makes sense.
That doesn't have any sort of normal settlements on it, right? So it would be a great place to hide some stuff. So, you know, that's the information you have. Whether you trust it, you know, hey, up to you. And you get some. We'll go over sort of how much cred you get. Actually, we can do that actually now, because we still have a little bit of time. You guys kind of managed to get your way then to find the general pretty quickly. One thing I do want to note is that I missed something earlier a couple episodes ago. You all have the just passing through ability on your ship, meaning you take one fewer heat every time you do something. So you should have only taken one heat with that last job. With the sort of payment for the rancor blood that he gave to you, and the sort of stuff that you steal and take from him and the cred that you get him, we're going to say that's worth 6 cred altogether. Again, you'll have to pay 1 cred for the upkeep of the ship. Again, and you can skip that if you want. But it is a sort of a net 5 cred.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to also split that evenly?
I picture the mayor walking out with one of those statues underneath his arm.
I am taking one of those alabaster statues.
Those are life-size statues. Maybe you get a little small, a bust.
I'll take a bust or something. It's looking very serious.
Does the hat fit on the bust?
Of course. Well, I mean, it's a small hat on Jenks's head, so it's a small hat on the bust. But it fits.
All right. I think the ship needs one, and at least 5.
Sure.
Two of us didn't get any last time, so I said we should get 2 for 1, but I can just take a 1.
Wait, did I
use 2 for 1 as well?
Yeah. That leaves 3.
I don't remember if I used mine or not.
I don't think you did.
Yeah,
I didn't. I'm saving up for a lightsaber.
Okay, I've never gotten any. What does that mean?
Oh, you can save those up? Okay.
You should get one then.
Okay.
All right.
Is this one cred? I noted on my character sheet as a cred.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yes. So that leaves 2. Well, I think that Wyndham and I should get an extra then, since we 4, you know.
So you're ahead this time.
Yeah, we'll be ahead this time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. That's fine.
Rail won't be bitter about that. Even though he took out how many droids by himself?
I think Duncan was the winner in the droid counting. Sorry.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
that last one was kind of clutch.
Also, we'll go ahead and say that this was a bit noisier than probably what you would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be normally a 4 heat situation bumped down to 3 because of your just passing through ability, bringing you to a total of 4 in the system.
I think he would want to keep this on the down low that it was so easy to rob him, but that's just me.
Still, I mean, there's a lot of, he's going to have to go. What's going to happen is he's going to have to like get his ship fixed up a little bit. So he's going to have to land and people are going to notice. I don't think whether he's going around telling people are going to notice something happened or it's going to get around. Maybe Ratchet sort of blabs a little bit, but also, you know, you can take a downtime activity when we do those to lessen that heat.
Sure.
Yeah. Let me check something here. Cause it is a good,
I think Duncan,
this works.
Do we track heat? Where does
shutting them down?
No, I track heat. That is a sort of a system wide, global thing essentially.
Okay.
That eventually
Duncan shutting them down was only fair because you started the whole thing in the first place.
Yes,
he did start
the fire.
It's true.
I just need to check how much heat happened.
That was your plan all along. Brilliant.
Oh yeah, it all worked out. What are you guys complaining about?
What are you complaining about?
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's see. Level 1 harm, level 2 harm, level 2 harm. Okay.
Ultimately, nobody got
it. It's about 8 heat before things get really hot.
Heated.
For y'all. Okay. Heated, indeed. And I will. I'm gonna roll a die here. Don't mind me. Let's see. At 3. Was this the same one that I got last time? Hey, I sure hope so. No. All right. Okay.
The heat is on.
We'll deal with that later. That's a complication that comes up in between. So as you sort of are flying away, what do you all? How do you all want to sort of basically spend the next sort of downtime? We'll sort of foreshadow that essentially. Are you going to go back to Wicaco? Do you want to go to sort of a neutral planet sort of out here that doesn't have much going on? Or do you want to go back to Ratchet, talk to him about what's next, or just take the coordinates and run essentially?
We get rid of stress by engaging in our vice, and otherwise it doesn't ever go down, right?
That's right.
All right, I've got to get rid of some stress. And
that's a downtime thing, is to engage in your
life. I'm sort of asking where you want to downtime at.
Kind of between here. I really worry about this guy trying to put the word out and getting friends of his there ahead of us. So if we're going to spend any downtime, it ought to be between here and that ice planet.
All right, okay.
Sounds good.
Were we going to get Ratchet was part of this. Wasn't he going to, how many resources is Ratchet going to give us, or do we?
Probably not much more than he's already given you, right? Because he had the he is a barkeep of a backwater saloon on a backwater planet,
Okay, I'm fine with cutting him loose. It's the scum and villainy part.
Yeah, I think someplace new on en route.
Yeah,
they don't. They don't know us.
Well, either possibly you could do it in. You could also indulge your vices in hyperspace. But if there's any other thing you wanted to do, like acquire assets or whatever, maybe there's a stop along the way that we can.
Yeah, we need to stop along the way. I think.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure.
Kind of like a lay low kind of thing to go somewhere else.
Yeah, you could lay low. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So you hyperspace away from the golden sun, leaving it to get back to its own devices, and you hit into hyperspace, and there's actually a space station that is a sort of a neutral zone, sort of maybe halfway ish between here and the ice planet or something like that, in this sort of general on the way. It's on the way. You go ahead and you dock there. It is somehow dirtier and dingier than Wicaco City, and definitely dingier. It's cramped in here. There's the occasional bursts of steam that come out down, and it's crowded as all get out with all sorts of alien species engaging in sort of, it's clearly commerce, lots of probably black market type deals, shady looking people kind of maybe looking for work or looking to do some underhanded deeds against other underhanded people here at the station. Zeke, you've been, you are, part of some syndicate stuff.
I am. I have been. Yes.
You're in the process. You're thinking about maybe I'm going to do whatever the drinking or the eating, whatever it is.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes. That's why I got this liquor.
You said liquor in your brain. So you bring it in, you're kind of getting some stares. So people are like, what do you bring? They got fancy beer. But you could maybe find a bar to get a chaser or
this is staying on the ship. I'm not. Oh, that's staying on the ship.
You're going to go to a bar to do some drinking. Yeah,
there's the pre-party, and then there's the real party.
Pre-party and the me party.
Yeah. You're sitting there at the bar or at a table. This Rodian walks in, and you recognize him instantly, and he recognizes you instantly as well. And in his little weird Rodian mouth, says Ezekiel de la Cruz. I never thought I'd see you again. And that's where we'll end it for tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it like the translator is like Chikapuga to Tata?
Yeah, exactly. And then the translator comes through. Yeah. Oh no, he says it in Rodian, right? But of course, everyone knows what he's saying. There's no
translator. Everyone just we all know how to speak Rodian.
But the translator says, Ezekiel de la Cruz, I never thought I'd see you again.
We just look at the subtitles. That's
Yeah, that's right. Translators do the subtitles. They don't actually say the words. They just spell them out in front of you.
Yeah.